Of the deceased, six were minors, while at least 815 children have been evacuated to safer areas. Addressing Parliament Monday, Moeti Moasa, the Minister for State President, said the nine lost their lives through drowning.
The health risk level has generally reduced. We regret to inform this House that we have lost one more person yesterday evening, bringing to nine the total number of fatalities. So far, the number of people evacuated has increased from 1,806 from 1,749 reported yesterday.
The United Nations Children Fund, UNICEF, says at least 600,000 school children were experiencing disruptions due to the floods. Moasa says schools which were closed last week will reopen Tuesday, except in some areas still experiencing flooding.
After a thorough assessment of the situation, we are happy to announce that schools will reopen tomorrow, February 25, 2025. Another positive note is that our critical infrastructure remains stable, with both electricity and water supply restored. Our 24-hour clinics, primary hospitals and referral hospitals are operational and accessible to all, although there may be occasional interruptions in service provision.
While the situation is improving with rain subsiding, more than 600 people remained at evacuation centers Monday. Calvin Mwalusi, a Habron resident who was at one of the centers, says he lost his belongings due to the floods.
I've never seen so much water in my life. The house became a pool of water, and it's really sad that some people were swept away in the floods. The government has done its best to evacuate people and take them to safe areas.
Most parts of the country recorded heavy rains of between 150 millimeters to 200 millimeters in a 24-hour period several times last week. Kudrano Mukokomani, chief executive at the local Red Cross Society, says the organization is continuing to provide relief at evacuation centers across the country.
The Botswana Red Cross Society had provided relief items to the evacuation centers. We continue to provide these relief items to ensure that our communities are kept safe. We provided food items, mattresses and blankets, and also hygiene packs. We also are currently doing assessments so that they can further guide our response.
Botswana, like most Southern African countries, has been recovering from the devastating El Nino-induced drought. Mqondisi Dube, VOA News, Gaborone, Botswana.